This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into its eastern waters as it continues a recent streak of weapons tests, apparently aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over stalled nuclear diplomacy. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not immediately say what kind of ballistic missile it was or how far the weapon flew. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory to ships but did not immediately know where the weapon landed. The U.S. had earlier reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on the North's nuclear weapons program, and U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is scheduled to meet soon with U.S. allies in Seoul to discuss prospects for talks for North Korea. Ethiopian military airstrikes hit the capital of the country's Tigray region and killed at least three people, according to witnesses, returning the war abruptly to the city after several months of peace. The airstrikes came days after a new military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have been fighting Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. The city hasn't seen fighting since late June, when the Tigray forces retook much of the region and Ethiopian troops withdrew. Since then, Ethiopia's federal government has called all able citizens to crush the Tigray fighters, who dominated the national government for 27 years before being sidelined by the prime minister. What began as a political dispute in Africa's second most populous country has now killed thousands of people. State-owned Ethiopian press agency citing the Air Force reported that communication towers and equipment were attacked and that utmost care was made to avoid civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Hezbollah leader declared for the first time on Monday that his powerful militant group has 100,000 trained fighters. The speech appeared to be meant as a deterrent to domestic foes following the nation's worst internal violence in years. Syed Hassan Nasrallah disclosed the size of the Shiite group's militant arm in his first speech since seven people were killed in gun battles on the streets of Beirut Thursday, the worst street violence the city has seen in years. Confrontation erupted over a long-running probe into last year's massive port blast in the city. It is difficult to verify the 100,000 fighters figure, as Hezbollah is largely secretive. If true, it would be larger than the size of Lebanon's armed forces, estimated at about 85,000. Colin Powell, former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State, has died from COVID-19 complications. In an announcement on social media Monday, his family said Powell had been fully vaccinated. He had also been treated over the past few years for multiple myeloma, a blood cancer. He was 84. Powell was the first African-American to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State, but his reputation was stained when in 2003 he went before the UN General Assembly and made the case for U.S. war against Iraq. He cited faulty information claiming Saddam Hussein had secretly stashed away weapons of mass destruction. A businessman who prosecutors say was a major conduit for corruption by Nicolas Maduro's inner circle has appeared for the first time in Miami federal court after an extradition that has further strained relations between the U.S. and Venezuela's socialist government. Only hours after Saab was placed on a Department of Justice aircraft on Saturday, Maduro's government suspended negotiations with Venezuela's U.S.-backed opposition. It also threw back into jail six American oil executives it accuses of corruption. They had been under house arrest in another politically charged case marked by allegations of wrongful detention. As jury selection got slowly underway Monday in the trial of three white men charged with fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery as he was running in their Georgia neighborhood, potential jurors said they came in with negative feelings about the case and worried about the personal consequences of serving on that jury. The slaying of the 25-year-old black man sparked a national outcry fueled by graphic video of the shooting leaked online more than 2 months after Arbery was killed. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in Arbery's death of February 23rd, 2020. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.